This is Internet Radio Rewind, the weekly review of the streaming audio industry from Rain News. I'm Brad Hill, and this program is sponsored by Audioboom. Get trending content from the world's biggest broadcasters like the BBC and NPR, as well as your favorite local stations and sports teams. With the Audioboom mobile app, you can record, edit, and file audio reports on location so they can be instantly heard by your fans and followers on social media. Audioboom's daily download automatically adds your favorite audio to your phone every morning so you can listen offline on your commute, for example. Something big from the BBC this week, but first, a quick reminder of Rain Summit Atlanta, the next in our series of thought leadership conferences, which is scheduled for September 29th. In Atlanta, naturally. Jake Shapiro will give the keynote address. Jake is the chief executive of PRX, the world's largest public radio market for audio programs. Also, there are panel discussions on the agenda about podcasting and programmatic audio, as well as research presentations from renowned experts in the field. For information and to register for Rain Summit Atlanta, go to rainnews.com and click Summits. It was a short work week in the U.S. following the Labor Day holiday, but a big week in the U.K. radio industry as the BBC released a 200-page forward-looking strategic plan for the future of radio and TV in the U.K. On the radio side, the most interesting part was a determination to reinvent how the BBC accomplishes its mission, and it's all about producing internet-first products. Not only internet-first, the document boldly imagines a time when listening to audio will be internet-only. Most of the strategic planning in the BBC report is on the vague side, and we spoke with industry folks who said the whole thing isn't really baked yet. But clearly, the BBC is embracing online delivery like never before, at least conceptually. One specific idea sketched out in the document is an on-demand service that would allow users to access 50,000 tracks which are currently in BBC radio station playlists each and every month. One day after that product idea was published, BPI, which is the industry group representing record labels similar to the RIAA in the US, issued a warning to the BBC that it would have to pay royalties for using music that way. As senior writer Anna Washenko wrote in Rain News, that was an oddly preemptive warning since the BBC explicitly said it would work arm-in-arm with the music industry. Speaking of royalties, but in this case royalties to songwriters and publishers, the American performing rights organization BMI released its annual revenue report. Total income was just over $1 billion, a high watermark for the organization. BMI collects royalties for all kinds of protected use of music, both analog and digital. Last year, over $100 million were collected on the digital side, which is also a record. Competing group ASCAP had already announced that it, too, collected more than $1 billion in 2014. The so-called pre-1972 lawsuits continue to roll in, providing plenty of work for attorneys and U.S. state courts. A group called ABS Entertainment, representing music rights holders Arthur and Barbara Sheridan, has filed a complaint against Pandora and satellite broadcaster SiriusXM. ABS had previously sued iHeartMedia, and that case is pending. Pandora and Sirius are defending on several fronts in various courts over the same issue. All of this derives from a loophole in U.S. copyright law which fails to protect musical recordings produced before 1972, which is the year the Copyright Act was enacted. Pandora and SiriusXM executives have voiced support for fixing the law at the federal level. They make it sound like, in principle, they support paying for the use of pre-1972 music, but without doubt, they do not enjoy arguing about the law in state courts. Pandora Radio celebrated a milestone and had an interesting week. It's pushing its commercial-free subscription plan. On Wednesday of this week, the company celebrated its 10th anniversary by removing all commercials for all users, giving most of them a taste of the Pandora One service, which for $5 a month offers ad-free listening. If you don't subscribe to that, you hear about 6 minutes of commercials per hour, much less commercial interruption than on U.S. terrestrial radio. Following that 24-hour celebratory moratorium on advertisements, Pandora announced that any registered user can experience a free day at any time for a cost of 99 cents. This is a convenient new product for people who normally don't mind a few commercials, but want pure music for a party or a road trip. Pandora serves music to about 80 million listeners a month, and fewer than 4 million of them subscribe to Pandora One. That's a wrap for this edition of Internet Radio Rewind from Rain News. I'm Brad Hill. This program is sponsored by Audioboom. The Audioboom app learns what you like based on your listening history, so you're always getting great new shows without having to search around. Our theme music is by Valtteri Kujala. His music can be found on SoundCloud. Remember, subscribe to Rain Daily Digest. Join thousands of professionals with the everyday heartbeat of internet radio. Look for the blue button at rainnews.com.